This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
John Hancock and Chris Ranji today on the Chris and Amy Show. Amy is out. Michael Kelly is out as well. And we go to the guest line this morning. We heard about the shooting at Florida State right toward the end of our show yesterday. And there have been some developments into the evening and this morning. And to find out about what we know at this point, we go to Anna Schechter, the Crime and Safety Unit Leader for CBS News, with us now on KMOX. Anna, we appreciate your time today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So can you just give us sort of everything that we know to this point about who was killed, who was injured, and more about the shooter?
Absolutely. So two are deceased. We are identifying one of the men, I believe in his 50s. He worked at the school. We are awaiting identification on the second victim who passed away tragically. Six injured. They are all doing better than they were last night. We believe two, we just learned from the hospital, actually, two will likely be discharged today. So some good news on this front. The suspect is still in the hospital and has continued to decline to answer investigators' questions, invoking his rights not to cooperate. And so that is where we stand. Obviously, the community is left reeling. Students, some students have been allowed to go back and retrieve items from some parts of the campus. Of course, this is a large university. This is a massive amount of people to have to manage and deal with. In the chaos yesterday, so many just dropped their bags and fled. And today, quiet, somber on campus.
Yeah, this was, it's really, I don't want to, fascinating is not the right word, because it is a tragic story. But another layer of this that is something that a lot of people have paid attention to is the fact that this is the son of a sheriff's deputy, and he used her service weapon or her old service weapon. And since he's not cooperating, I'm guessing we don't know how he got possession of it, right?
That's correct. And that is part of an investigation that the sheriff's office and the Tallahassee Police Department are conducting. But there's no evidence that the deputy, who's his stepmother, violated any laws. He is above the age of 16. He's a 20-year-old young man. The only safe storage law in Florida applies to minors under the age of 16 who are able to obtain unsecured guns from homes. So that law does not apply to her. There was a Florida law instituted after the last major school shooting that made it more difficult for young people to purchase long guns and handguns, but that doesn't apply here either. He used her former service weapon that she then purchased when the department upgraded and issued her a new service weapon.
Is there any sort of rule against that, that if it's a service weapon, that you have to maintain possession of it forever, or are you allowed to give it to a family member? Are you allowed to give it to somebody else?
Well, she purchased it, and so it belonged to her in her own capacity as a citizen of the state of Florida. So once she purchased it, it was not, you know, a department-issued firearm any longer.
Anna Schechter is our guest. She's the crime and safety unit leader for CBS, and she joins us this morning. I'm sure that journalists and certainly the authorities have been looking into this suspect's social media history. What do we know about him at this point?
It's a great question. I mean, we are doing the same investigative work on our teams as the police are doing, and the FBI are assisting them. So he did have social media accounts, which were locked and shut down soon after the shooting. Some of the posts that we captured showed a Bible verse. So we haven't learned very much from that. But we also have a quote from him in the student newspaper in January where he was sort of talking about Trump taking office. It's hard to glean from that quote if he was dismayed by it or if he was more just sort of poking fun at people who were. We've seen reports from other newspapers that he espoused sort of conspiracy theories, far-right ideologies. And that's what investigators are digging into now. Was there any kind of radicalization that happened online? We've also spoken to former schoolmates who said that they rode the bus with him and were in middle and high school with him, and that he did take some special education classes. So he had some health issues that his father also alluded to in documents related to a bitter custody battle between his father and his birth mother, who's also a citizen of Norway, and at one point in 2016 brought him to Norway without telling his father, and that precipitated a flurry of court filings, and ultimately he moved in pretty much full time with his father and changed his name from Christian Eriksson, which is the name he went by as a younger child in middle and high school, and then changed his name to Phoenix Eichner, taking on his father's last name.
Anna, before we say goodbye here, tomorrow is the 30th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing at the federal building. And just looking back on that, what is, this may not, maybe a more complicated question than just a few seconds, but what has changed about us as a result of what happened then?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Well, unfortunately, the Oklahoma City bomber became a hero in some dark corners of the internet. And also, unfortunately, we've seen so many more people carrying out violence in the name of some ideology, or whether it's anti-government or with Luigi Mangione, anti-capitalism and, you know, against the healthcare system. And then we've seen a steady increase. If you look at a graph going back to 2011 of school shootings, it just continues to climb just about every year. So we're up to, you know, every year, 300-400 school shootings in this country. It's really alarming.
Well, Anna Schechter, we do appreciate your time today. Unfortunately, the subject matter is not all that fun, but we thank you for talking with us today.
I'm happy to be with you. Thanks again.
Anna Schechter is the Crime and Safety Unit Leader for CBS, joining us here. How well do you remember Oklahoma City? Were you like really paying attention to the coverage at time? I mean, we're just getting done with high school at that time that happened. And that was, you know, that's a pretty traumatic thing, even though it didn't happen here. You know, we're talking a couple of states away. When something like that happens,
you're the scale of it. I think until the Twin Towers, I think that was the biggest single terrorist death in the history of the country. And, it was very unsettling, and so many, because there was a daycare in the Edward R. Murrow building. So many young children perished that day. And, you know, how they were able to get away with amassing that much manure and creating those high-impact bombs. You would like to think that's not possible now as a result of what was done there.
And how much has to change, you know, not being able to get close enough to a federal building like that without, you know, some sort of identification or clearance. I mean, you can't just, maybe there are some federal buildings you can get pretty close to, but that was, they just parked right out front. They parked right up next to the building.
Yeah. And, you know, and you can't safeguard for every contingency. You just can't. And, I mean, just look what happened the other day in the Pennsylvania governor's mansion.
Yeah.
Guy jumps the fence, breaks into the building. I still don't know how that happened, because I know our mansion, they've got, you know, highway patrol who do a tremendous job of protecting that facility and protecting the governor and protecting the state capitol. But they've got people in a control booth right inside the back door, monitoring everything that's going on. You've got a contingent of highway patrol officers, including governor's security detail on site. And how that guy in Pennsylvania was able to get in and start a fire and then get out and back over the fence, that's a real puzzle to me.
Like they had to go catch him.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You would think that the moment he stepped foot on ground, And before he, you know, getting up to the house even would have been
handled.
Yeah, I've
not seen how that thing's laid out.
I haven't either.
But there's a very secure perimeter around the Missouri governor's mansion. You can't just drive in there.
Right.
And, you know, and it's some distance from the gate to the front door.
But, you know, just thinking about Oklahoma City, thinking about 9/11 and how different those attacks were at the time, it's amazing what we're not thinking about.
Well, that's right.
Right? You're not even thinking about what you're not thinking about. Yeah. You don't even know what you don't know yet.
It was inconceivable that airplanes would somehow be commandeered and used as a
missiles.
Weapon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody had considered that. It was a lack of imagination is what the Bush White House, where they came out on that.
And then in hindsight, going back and looking at it, and you find all these people who were taking piloting courses, but weren't they taking these courses and none of them were interested in learning how to land the planes? Am I misremembering this or is that true?
It could very well be true. I don't remember exactly that, but they certainly did take ample flights on simulators.
Yeah.
To understand how that process worked. And, you know, unthinkable today. And now you've got the cockpit is secured. I mean, so many things have changed as a result of 9/11.
How about this wild story with the person from North County who apparently hijacked a plane in Belize?
Yeah.
And it was a small plane, something like 14 passengers, and had the plane flying in circles and was trying to go to Mexico and then maybe back to the United States. And just absolutely wild stuff.
And that stabbing is, that people. Is, he stabbed people, killed people. And he was eventually
shot.
Yeah.
There was somebody on the plane who had a gun on them and were licensed to have it, and that person turned the weapon over to authorities after the fact, but that person shot him.
God, bizarre story.
It was an ex-football coach from McClure North.
Yeah, McClure North.
Wow. Wasn't there. He has not been there in several years. I think 2019 was the last year he was there, but absolutely crazy stuff. That's John Hancock. I'm Chris Ranji. When we come back, did you see this? We also are going to talk to Scott Jagow at 10 o'clock.
Nice.
He is roaming St. Louis. He's got three good things for us he wants to talk about. We'll talk City SC with Dale Schilly at 10:30. We'll have some Cardinals discussion at 11 o'clock with Rob Raines. So there is plenty going on today with John Hancock and Chris Ranji on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.